السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت وبرکاتہ، اہلن وسہلن و مرحبن ٹو یو دس بیوٹیفل تھرسڈے مارننگ. مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گرانٹ یو عافیت. اللہ تعالی ٹیک گریٹ ورک آف دین. حضرت مفتی صاحب، دی پلیٹ فارم از یورز دس مارننگ.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم مولانا سلیم کریم. آمین آمین ٹو دس اپلیکیشنز اینڈ دعاز. جزاک اللہ خیرن ٹو آور ٹیکنیشینس برادر جنید موتا، جنید خان اینڈ برادر زکریہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Zulhijjah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 31 and 32. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned to us the incident, the episode, and the event of Habib Najjar Rahimahullah. Da'a qawmahu hayya wa mayta. He invited his people whilst he was alive, and even post-death he gave a message to his people. Allah Jalla Wala karamatan lahu honored him that after and post-death and post-martyrdom also he gave a message. But the people would not listen. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in these two verses of chapter 36 Surah Yasin, verses 31 and 32, is warning the people of Makkah Mukarramah, the Mushrikeen and the polytheists initially, and then the entire humankind, those who are disobedient, rebellious against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the prophets and messengers who were selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and not elected by people. Hence Almighty Allah states, Alam yarokam ahlakna. A istifham inkar, interrogative, a rhetorical question. Alam yarokam ahlakna. What don't they see? These people of Makkah, the Quraysh, the idol worshippers. The Quran Sharif is not a book of history and geography. Primarily, it's a book of guidance, hudal linnas, and the message is for all times, all places. Therefore, even today, O human being, who are rebelling against Almighty Allah with your secularism, Zionism, capitalism, democracy, and all satanic systems, what don't they see? كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. How many nations, generations we have decimated and destroyed before them. Nuh alayhi salam, Noah and the Ark, how his people were destroyed, remember, with the floods and so forth. How Pharaoh was also drowned and people could not save him and his cronies and comrades. How Almighty Allah sent the hurricanes and the winds for the previous nations and decimated, destroyed them. How Qarun, the multi-millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, whatever you want to call him, Allah Jalla Wala decimated, destroyed him in a split second. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. The land and the sand opened, and he was then sucked into the earth. So Almighty Allah can decimate, destroy this entire universe in a split second. قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. And after they are destroyed, humiliated, disgraced, then those very people, إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, will never ever return to them. Here there are three things we must remember. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah means we believe unreservedly, unconditionally in the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. In the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have the greatest love and respect for the Ahlul Bayt, and that is the household and the family of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his honorable wife, children, grandchildren. And thereafter, remember all the Sahaba, the beloved companions of the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam. Namus Sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib aur farz hai. To protect the honor and integrity of every companion and student of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mandatory, compulsory upon us. And we believe in the awliyaullah and follow the four schools of thought in jurisprudence. That in a nutshell, in summarized form, is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we believe once a person is dead and now he has been punished and what have you, he will never ever come back here to this world in the same form or in some other form. So this whole story of reincarnation and so forth is totally rejected, remember, in Islam. Some groups among the Shias, they have a belief called Raj'ah. Raj'ah means, they say, before the day of Qiyamah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu will come back and so forth and so on and claim the Khilafat, and that to tell people he was the direct successor of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All that is rejected absolutely, totally. So we need to understand what was signs and message the Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah, is giving us. Annahum ilayhim la yarji'un. Suppose death, nobody comes back. Remember that, and more so for those people who are punished, and Allah's punishment, chastisement overtake them. Wa in kullu lamma jami'ul ladayna muhdarun. Before I translate here, you the students of the Quran Sharif, and those of you who know Arabic, you ulama, now yeah, this is one of the places. Before translation, you need to understand the words first. Wa in, you see the word in there is for nafiya, is for negation. And then the word lamma there is in the meaning of illa. So once you have negation and then you have illa, then you just take the words in between and then you translate that. So kullun jami'ul ladayna muhdarun. So that will be the translation. So wa in kullul lamma jami'ul ladayna muhdarun. Every person, every creation, everything from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right till the last baby, and every insect, every reptile, every animal, everybody will be gathered there by us tomorrow on the day of justice. Ladayna, by us. Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. He uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence, as is common in Semitic languages, Arabic, Hebrew, Yiddish, Syriac. And remember, through this plural and the royal pronoun, he stamps his majesty and his authority, sovereignty. Only I am running this entire universe and you can do absolutely nothing. I let the sun rise on that particular time. I let the sun set on that particular time. I am the supreme being that will humiliate the two morons, Trump and, remember, Biden, in front of the global viewers and whoever else I want to humiliate, I will humiliate completely and show the world what morons they are. That is all Mighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha. وَكُلُّهُمْ عَاتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Every one of us will come individually tomorrow on the day of justice for reckoning and accountability. There won't be any senior counsel, there won't be any barrister, there won't be any lawyer, advocate, attorney. You yourself, I myself. Account for what you did here on this earth. Surah Maryam chapter 19, verse 95. So each one of us should be reading daily. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, make my reckoning easy for me, Ya Allah, and grant me death with Iman and Islam, and thereafter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And remember that this reckoning, accountability will take place. Chapter 3, verse 194. Wala tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. O beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice, on the day of judgment. So Allah Jalla wala knows that how weak we are. Through His grace, mercy, benevolence, He will accept our du'as and supplications. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, 27 Zulhijjah 1445, Gaza genocide, day number 272. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. The nightmare for Bibi Netanyahu has begun. The IDF are turning against him, the Israeli Defense Force, Israeli Diaper Force. And Bibi is being surrounded by his army, and they already plotting, planning against him. And Biden is also plotting, planning against him. So whole lot haramis. This is another case of how Allah has humiliated him. Everybody in the world who's got brains, but we know common sense today is no more common, knows that he, Bibi Netanyahu, whose original name was Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you killed today, you harami, you war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, and remember, guilty of genocide. So that is what you see. And then you must remember, Israel killed a commander of the Hezbollah, Mohammed Nasir is his name, and then Hezbollah fired 100 rockets straight into Israel. So they have so many arms and ammunition there, Hezbollah. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha din bi rajul al-fajir, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Verily, Almighty Allah will help Islam through non-Muslims also. Shias are non-Muslim, but we say they're doing a good job when they attack Israel, the haramis. Listen to the announcement, Israel, the crooks, the terrorists, the murderers, and the looters made yesterday. Israel will occupy and steal more than 12 kilometers of the West Bank and thousands of acres and hectares, and in the West Bank to build and establish 6,000 houses. This is against international law. Where are you, America? Where are you, United Nations? Where are you, ICC and ICJ? All of you are pigs that got lipstick on your lips. That is the words of, you must remember, George Galloway. And I echo his sentiments. Good for nothing, nincompoops. That's what you are. Because they are jutlas and Jews, they can do whatever they want to. Nay, we will never allow it. Hamas will put a bullet through you, inshallah. And therefore, Israel wants 10,000 soldiers immediately. Pick up and go there, you jutlas and jutlis of South Africa, America, Britain, and wherever you are. 5 jutlas killed yesterday in different places. 3 injured, you must remember, in the Karimil Mall. So there were some person stabbing another. 1 person died there, 3 were injured, and so forth. So Gaza policy makes America a valid target. Remember that, because both parties, the Democrats, and you must remember that the Republicans, both in favor that they must murder and kill the babies and children of Gaza and Palestine. Yesterday they murdered and martyred 28 people. It's a daily occurrence now. And you must remember, the world just turns a blind eye. You must remember that when they said, see, fire, the same Joe Butcher Biden, remember, said no, and we will not ever ceasefire. See how Allah humiliated him. He will be remembered for what a donkey and moron he is. Himself, he said, I messed up in that day. He didn't use the word mess up. He used another word, which I feel shy to use on air, actually. You can listen to his interview. Israel torture camps there in Israel for the Palestinians is worse than Abu Ghraib in Iraq and Bagram. Do you even know Bagram, O listener of Radio Al-Ansar International? Do you even know what is Abu Ghraib, O listener of Markaz Sahaba? Abu Ghraib, you must always tell the Americans and their supporters what they tortured and murdered 500,000 children, 500,000 there in Iraq, and how they tortured and persecuted our people in Abu Ghraib there in Iraq and Bagram there in Afghanistan in Kabul. That will never be erased from our memory. We will teach our children, our students, and our nation, remember that. The super terrorists on this earth are America, Israel, Britain, and all these haramis here. Sunak, and remember that stammer, I can't stomach him. So anyway, both haramis and both, it's not permissible for you Muslims, if you go through Muslim, to vote for the conservative or to vote for him, Labour, and so forth. Both shaitans and both haramis, as far as we're concerned. You know what Sunak said yesterday? He said, if I am re-elected, then I will not allow the protest marches against Israel. They both competing that who can support Israel more and more in their genocide. Well, Sunak, our message to you is you and Sula, both Hindus, go pack up and go back to India. You'll do well in the Modi regime. Or you don't like India, go pack up and go to Rwanda, you're hopeless, useless. Remember, you will have to then resign after your defeat, and you know that is coming. As far as Tamar goes, they don't even want a ceasefire. They say what Israel is doing is correct. Can you believe that? So who should you vote for in few hours' time? You'll be voting in Britain. So go and vote for George Galloway and his party. Go vote for, you must remember, Yvonne Ridley. She's better off than all these haramis. Go vote for, you must remember, remember our brother, that guy who was the Labour Party before, you must remember that, you know, what's his name now? His name just goes out of my mind. So you must remember that he was the leader of the Labour. So he's a good guy. 9 times he's been to Palestine and Gaza and so forth. You must remember that. So he's okay for us as Muslims. Oh, you must remember there's a Palestinian lady, Leena, whatever her name. So these are better proposals for you. So my advice to you, vote for anybody besides the conservative and the Labour, so remember that will be good for you, inshallah Aziz. I don't have my phone here also, I could check his name up. Anyway, you'll know who I'm speaking about, who was the former leader of the Labour. His name is just on my tongue, but anyway. So Jamaica is facing a huge disaster. They have declared it a disaster zone already, 200 kilometers. Remember, it struck Grenada and other parts. And you must remember, in Britain, the food prices have increased 31%. So imagine what they're going to worry about, what's happening in other parts of the world. 31% food prices have increased and so forth. So that is what you see there, you must remember. Then they say that, now listen to this here. They say that his own party, the Democrats, have told Biden, you better pack it up. You're a disgrace to us and so forth and so on. He says, no, I'm in to win. I'm in to win. But remember, they know that he made such a mess that the chances of winning are very, very slim. So they say the only viable option they will have is Barack Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, and she can win and beat Trump, you must remember. So don't be surprised that they bring her in the last minute, you see that? Because they can see that this Biden is a hopeless character and so forth. And you know, in America, the donors, they make the decision. So the mega donors don't want him. They don't want Biden. They say, you're a hopeless and you won't win it for us. Listen to our Muslim country, so-called Muslim country. When I tell you MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan, Coben, Jeremy Coben. You see, always read Durood Sharif. The names will come back. Jeremy Coben, there it came back, you see. With Allah's help, Allah's fazl, hada min fadli rabbi, wa ma kana rabbuka nasiya. Allah Jalla wala never forgets. Me and you ordinary mortals, we forget. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgot in salat, also made mistake. So Allah jalla wala is showing us, human beings, you will forget. Obviously, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgot, and that was Allah is showing us that if you make mistake in salat, then how much you perform sajda is so, and compensate and so forth. So don't apply analogy of ourselves on Nabi alayhi salam. So that is unacceptable. And I am not like you. So you must remember that I am the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But we must forget that is human beings' nature. Remember that. So see three stories emanating from your Saudi Arabia, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya. MBS is the man in charge, Murtad bin Shaitan. So they have an exhibition, they have a festival in Jeddah. So the Chinese were there, and they brought all their idols and so forth worth, and now all these idols are being exhibited there in Jeddah. In the land of Tawheed, do you even know what is the meaning of Jeddah? Do you even know what is the meaning of Jeddah? Jeddah means grandmother. Our grandmother, spiritual grandmother, landed there after she was transferred from Jannat al-Firdaus, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. Hence the name Jeddah. The name Jeddah. I heard Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah and them using the term Jeddah also. So Jeddah will mean the Mina, the port, and that port in Jeddah became the harbor. Very, very effective and operational during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh. So that is the Bawaba, the gateway to Makkah. And today, courtesy of MBS, remember that the idols are on display there. These are the haramis. And you Salafis want to come tell me they are Muslims. Yesterday, the Saudi regime, Kafir regime, spent $60 million on e-sport. They can't send 6 million, you must remember, there to Gaza in arms and ammunition. They will send to Israel and help them. And here the people are starving. That is your Saudi Arabia. 60 million on sport. So you must remember that. And then another thing of Saudi Arabia was that you must remember that they're going to have a big band there. You know, musical show. The big band is called Wasteland Band. What is the name called? Wasteland Band. They're coming to perform there in Saudi Arabia next month in August. And already the Arab News had it in the headlines. 100,000 people expected to be the people going and participating in that. I'm asking you, is all this permissible? A to Z, all haram. And whoever has shirk in all this and doubt in all this, you yourself, you're out of the fold of Islam. Gwede Manteshe, so he is another character. In South Africa, you know, the law was that every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month, the petrol price will increase, the petrol price will decrease, or remain the same, whatever it is. So this Tuesday night, midnight, and Wednesday yesterday, nothing happened. It was status quo. So they say, no, because Gwede was still not sworn in as a member of parliament and as a minister and whatever else, all their things. So Gwede is sworn in yesterday. Now he is the minister, right? So now he's supposed to say, and I will not divulge secrets of the state. So this fool, an idiot on TV, and the whole world can see, he says, and I will divulge. Can you believe such characters, comedians we got? It's a circus running, courtesy of ANC. I will divulge. Everybody started laughing, and then he realized the big gaffe and the big mistake he made. And now, because he is not, you must remember, sworn in, so therefore it started last night and today Thursday that your petrol price is down, you must remember, by 1 rand plus and what have you. A joke, comedy, circus, 75 ministers, good for nothing if you ask me. So Putin and Xi, Xing Ching 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 Chung, was then the leader of China, they met. The way they met, in Astana, Kazakhstan, you must remember that, and they tuned themselves up well. How's the things going, Xi? Xi says, very well, I'm to take over Taiwan. How's Putin, what you say? He say, things going very well, I'm taking over Ukraine, and we're going to fix America up. And we're going to fix the jutlas up. So that's what they discuss privately. The media won't tell you that. The jutlas, haramis, are fighting with one another. Chapter 59, verse 14. So the settlers, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. They go and build wherever they feel like. So they clash with the Israeli police and army at the outpost and so forth. And there was big problems there. And they were cursing one another and so forth. America tells the world with their Hollywood and their politicians, we are the world superpower. Okay, hypothetically, for 1 second, let us say you're a superpower. How come in Sacramento, California, 12,000 people have to evacuate immediately? The fires are raging on. The weather is so, you must remember, hot there and humid there, and you can do absolutely nothing about it. So Allah's punishment is on them. Allahumma ahlikhum kama ahlakta ada wa thamud. Decimate and destroy them, Ya Rab. So remember the heart. Newspaper writes, the Americans' choice in the elections will be either dictatorship of Trump or either democracy of the moron of Biden. So that they didn't write the word moron, that is, I put. France film directors, you know, France is one of those countries that has the worst track record, you must remember, regarding pornography and so forth. So you must remember, the film director, he raped a girl, 14 years old, 13 years old, whatever it is, and so forth. They sleep with so much woman, but yet they're not satisfied, so they go and rape these underage girls and so forth, as they use the term underage. That is what the Western civilization is teaching you. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, to destroy the whole fabric of society and to make every family a dysfunctional. Haramis they are. Worse than swines and pigs they are. Remember that, that's what Quran says. Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adal. They worse than animals. Quran made them swines, Quran says. Waja'ala minhumul qiradata wal khanazir. Allah made the jutlas in the time of Musa alayhi salam in swines and in monkeys and so forth. Chapter 5, verse 60. The Emirates, another murtad MBZ there, he's giving money to Serbia. And Serbia is supplying arms to Israel to murder and kill our people. And you come and tell me these people are Muslim? So pakka murtad haramis they are. You must remember this type of things here. Let's give you some news of South Africa, our beloved country. So at last, so Sufi Saab, La Sufi. So he started, you must remember, and he got his executive right yesterday after 8 o'clock. He announced who his executive will be. So the DA voted for him to be the premier, but then he and Helen Zeller, and then big problems. So now no DA member in the Gauteng executive, and Sufi is holding all the trump cards, and he chose those Mickey Mouse parties. You must remember that. You watch during this year or early next year, vote of no confidence, and then Sufi will be kicked out and so forth. So you know how they stab one another in the backs and that. Mr. Sufi, you know how much I water is in 10 places in Johannesburg. There is no, well, you must remember, water. So what are you doing about that? Yesterday, I went to Darum Zakaria for past 10 years. Wednesdays, I go there. I went there, there's no lights there. So I asked them, what's happening? They say, no, this is not load shedding. This is load reduction. Imagine that, you must remember that. So how they play with words, they make us bunch of idiots, 75 ministers, and the joke is on us, we have to pay for them. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My hometown, Heidelberg, our sister Sharifa Dingo passed away last night, and pick up time this morning, 11:15, 11:30, janaza salat. Allah ta'ala grant her jannat al-firdaus al-a'la, that is Sharifa Dingo in Heidelberg, 11:15, pick up time there. Yesterday I received news about my honorable Ustad Hafiz Dimalia, his wife, our upper. So she had a heart attack, and then they had to rush her to hospital. Allah Jalla Wala grant her, upper Fatima, our honorable Ustad Hafiz Dimalia's wife, and Mona Makki, who's a mudarris there in the Haram Sharif. He was invited here by Darulum Newcastle when I was there, 93, when Maulana Ismail Aku graduated. His father, Ibrahim Bai Aku, Rahimahullah, said, we must have Mona Makki Zelensky. So he was the guest speaker. He's very, very ill and is in hospital there in Jeddah, I think, or Makkah. So anyway, they sent a message, make dua for him, he's not well at all. Today, Thursday, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9, will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mohana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12, today we will discuss Muharram, inshallah, the significance, the history of it, inshallah. And then 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. Abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, Surah Kahf. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq. Ji Mohana Salim, we have 14 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Muhtasab. Can one get married in the month of Muharram?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the issues we're going to discuss between 11 and 12. Are the first 10 days of Muharram and the month of Muharram Mubarak or Manhus? Are they blessed days or days of sadness and grief and unlucky? So the Kuffar Shia say everybody must wear black and everybody must cry and so forth and so on. So remember, we reject what the Shushias are saying and so forth. We say get married in Muharram, have Walima in Muharram, you got the Jalsa, your son, your daughter graduated, all that permissible. So we reject what the Kuffar Shias are saying, that you can't get married in Muharram. That is a fairy tale, and reject it with the contempt it deserves.
Mufti Saab, I work for a corporate company that sells medical aid as well as insurance. I work in the medical aid side of the business. Is my earning halal?
Your income is tainted, polluted. You be fair and just. You're working for ABC company. So you say you're working for the medical aid side. But when we look at it holistically, so their business, core business, is insurance. Whether it is life insurance or whether it is the, you must remember that car insurance, vehicle insurance, and you must remember that other insurance and so many types of insurance, that will be their primary income, and the medical aid will be the secondary income. So therefore, your income is tainted and polluted and not acceptable. So we, Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib, with whom I spent time yesterday, Allah grant Hazrat Siha Afia. So nevertheless, you must remember that we say that medical aid is permissible. But when you mix it up with insurance and so forth, and then you're working there, so that would not be permissible. Is income tainted and polluted. So inshallah, make us abundant tawbah, istighfar, cry to Allah even tonight, inshallah, the night of Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Razaku, give me halal, tayyib income, Ya Allah. Surah 65, chapter 65, Surah Talaq, verse number 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give you risk and sustenance from where you never expected and anticipated. That is Allah, remember that. Ji.
Ji Mufti Saab. Can we earn halal money by being a weather forecaster? All we do is work on assumptions, as Allah Ta'ala knows best.
So you must remember that I would not advise that. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us la tasubbu ad-dahr wa ana ad-dahr, hadith in Abu Dawood. You must not revile and sway time and so forth. So you're a weather forecaster. You're going to tell the people it's going to snow tomorrow, it's going to rain tomorrow, and this will happen and this will happen. So many times they tell us things that are incorrect and so forth. So therefore, although it is done sometime intentionally, sometime inadvertently, that is the difference you must remember, because between misinformation and disinformation. Misinformation is you gave the information, but it was not done deliberately. And that is misinformation. Disinformation is deliberately you give it. So you will do it deliberately also, because that is your job there and so forth. So I would not advise you to get involved in these type of activities.
Mufti Saab, my sister is a thief. She is a habitual thief and steals for a living. Can I eat at her place, knowing that she robbed somebody or even stole the food?
So when you know she's a thief by your own admission, and you got some evidence and so forth, or she confessed to it and so, then obviously it's haram for you to go and eat and drink there. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْأُدْوَانِ Surah 5, verse number 2. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression. In fact, you, the brothers, sisters, and siblings of this lady here, you should boycott her, excommunicate her. Tell her that you're doing absolute haram. You're ruining our reputation, and you are, you know, bringing shame to Islam and to the Muslims. So that is what we must do. If she is a person who does not want to listen, then boycott, excommunicate her. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. We love for Allah's sake and we hate for Allah Ta'ala's sake.
Of Kisab, jinnats are made out of fire. Why don't they burn the possessed people they enter, and can cold water kill them?
Remember that jinnat are creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, like human beings. So you must remember, in human beings you get Muslim and you get non-Muslim. So among jinnat as well, they are created min nari samum, the smokeless fire. Go open chapter 72 of the Noble Quran, Suratul Jinn. So there you will find it in the 29th Supara, 29 Jews. And that is Surah Jinn, chapter 28 verses there. So here Allah Ta'ala says, you must remember that وَأَنَّا مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ. Some of them are Muslim and others are non-Muslim. So remember وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. So those who are the non-Muslims, they will become the fuel of the fire of Jahannam and so forth. Chapter 72 and verses 14 and 15, everything enshrined in the Quran. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us inna shaitana yajri min al insani majraddam. So remember, jinn are shaitan also. So those that are shayateen, how you see, you look at your hands. I'm looking at my hands now. I can see my veins. So if you look at your veins, so inside the veins is blood there. So how the blood flows within our veins. So Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna shaitana yajri min al insani majraddam. They will enter your body, the shaitan. How they will enter? Like how the blood enters your veins and so forth. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. So what must me and you and all of us do? We are Muslims. Muslim, Islam. We submit, surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, what He commanded us, to the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Uqba radiallahu an, sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. La yata'awwadhu ahadun bimithlihima. Before I come down, so what I do? I read a lot of things with Allah's help. So you read mu'awwadhatayn, mu'awwidhatayn. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. So what happens is this: it will give you protection and you will become protected. You must have hudu. La yuhafidhu alal hudu illa mu'min. So no one stays in hudu most of the time except a true believer. Hadith in Ibn Majah, hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. Next one, you must remember, read Ayatul Kursi, that the shaitan will run away. The incident of Abu Huraira and shaitan and so forth. And then you must give out charity and many things you must do. Then Allah will protect us from the assault of shaitan and so forth. But we eat haram, we drink haram, we keep on watching movies and pornography and Allah forbid what and what. So we inviting the shaitan in our house and so forth. Who read Isha Salat last night and read Fajr Salat this morning? So when we don't read our Salat, the shaitan's announced to his cronies, come here. Yet here there's food for you. Here there's mabit for you. You can sleep, drink and go like everything here for you is provided. So Allah Ta'ala taught Nabi alayhi salatu salam, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. We can't see the jinnat, but we will use weapons that they can't see. And the hadith sahih in Mustadrak Hakim, الدُّعَى وَسِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Dua is the weapon of the believer. Easy example. We have to go and relieve ourselves. So when we go to the bathroom, toilet and so forth, because today most places is together. So before you enter with your left foot, read Hadith Tirmidhi. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Ya Allah, protect me from the male and female jinnats. You see, so we have the weapons, but we don't want to use it. That is the tragedy of the Ummah today.
Mufti Saab, if I take an injection that contains alcohol or medicine and I pass away, will I die as a Muslim?
You will die as a Muslim, but remember that the question we have to ask, that injection you took, it had alcohol, it had certain napak ingredients, impure ingredients and so forth. Was it really a need necessity, or you just went there? You see today the women, they go, and not only women, men also, but women more, that's why I said women. So they'll take so many injections. Why? So the wrinkles on the face must be removed. So for cosmetic reasons, aesthetic reasons and so forth, then you die a sinner. So you must remember that. But if it is, you have to take certain thing. So in Islam, we have a law called Ad-Darurat Tubihul Mahzurat. If it is matter of life and death, is an absolute necessity, then for that there will be no sin upon you. So you can't give a blanket ruling. We will check it out and we will give it on merit. Each one will be discussed individually. And Allah Jalla Wala is Ahkamul Hakimin, is the best of judges. And Allah Ta'ala knows what your intention was. But it doesn't mean a good intention justifies a haram action. That doesn't apply in Islam. So we must be clear on all these issues here.
Mufti Saab, my name is Shireen. I don't like my name. Can I change it?
Remember, you don't understand, my sister, the name Shireen. Why you want to change your name? So Shir Bihe or Sher Bihe. So Sher is lion and Shir is your honey. So Shireen, the Ya and the Noon came in the ending for Taqid. So like you see, Imran, Luqman, Usman. So the Alif Noon comes for emphasis. So Shireen, very, very sweet. So you're supposed to be very sweet, my sister. So why you want to change it? Your parents chose that name for you. So you keep it and be thankful to your parents. They didn't give you some other name, you see. إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ. Go open Mishkat Sharif Abu Dawood. Tomorrow on the Day of Justice, you'll be called by your name and your beloved father, biological father's name. Abdul Qadir bin Ismail. And Junaid Mota, I forgot his father's name. Let's say that Muhammad, for example. So Junaid bin Muhammad and so forth, like that. So you, Shireen. Shireen who? Abdul Rahman, like that, your father's name. Example, I'm saying. I don't know who you are, your father. So my advice to you, there's no need to change it. You must remember that. And it means to be a very, very sweet person. And a sweet person in the sense that you give the message of Islam in a sweet manner. So that is that. Not all day you eating sweets and all that. So that is what it is, sister. Don't, no need to change it. Shaitani waswasa. Well, you waswisu fi sudurin nas, whisperings of Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer.
Mufti Saab, people say reading 41 Yasin equates to a Quran khatam. Is this true?
Remember three issues here: to read Surah Yasin, excellent. I read every day, and we should be reading every day, every night. Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. You read Surah Yasin now, before Fajr, after Fajr. Allah Ta'ala fulfills your needs. Hadith in Darmi. Imam Malik rahimahullah mentioned hadith in what time? Imam Malik, man qara'a Yasin fi laylatin ibtigha'a wajhillah ghufira lahu. You read Surah Yasin at night, after Maghrib, after Isha, and it time for the love and pleasure of Allah. Tonight you read, Allah will forgive you. So the hadith Imam Malik mentioned. So that's great, but this 41 and all that is our own stories. From where it came? Mirzapur, Saharanpur, Palwanpur, and all that Kalvatpur, Dabelpur. So that got no basis in Islam. Some Buzruk said you must read. Now our people make it so important, they elevated to the rank of Sunnah, and that's wrong. You must remember that. You read one time Surah Yasin, you read two times, that's fine. But to say that 41 times you must read, there's no such thing in Islam. So we must say what is the truth. Walhaqqu haqqu ayyutaba. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.